This is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. In the past year, professional sports teams, such as the Washington football team and the Cleveland baseball team, have made decisions to change their Native American mascots and logos. But few of the remaining high schools with similar mascots and imagery have followed their lead. There are said to be about 50 high schools in Illinois still using Native American imagery or names for their mascots. There are Blackhawks and Braves, Chiefs and Comanches, and many, many Indians. There are also a few that use the same racist slur as the Washington football team. Among those are high schools in Moments, Nokomis, Sullivan, Shawnee, and Morris. While the issue has been debated in several communities across the state, actual change has been slower to come by. Just one school board, District 210 in Lamont, has voted to change names recently. As of this school year, the Lamont High School sports teams are no longer known as the Indians. In the case of Morris High School, one former student has spent decades working there for change. Ted Trujillo joins us now. He's a member of the Passamaquoddy tribe, an alumni of Morris High School, and an activist working to replace Native-themed mascots across Illinois. Hello, Ted, and welcome to the 21st.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Also with us, State Representative Maurice West. He's a Democrat from Rockford who sponsored legislation aimed at prohibiting most of these Native American team names and mascots. Representative West, thank you for joining us as well.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Listeners, our lines are open for this conversation. The number is 800-222-9455. We know feelings run strong on this issue. We would love to hear what your perspective is on high schools using these names, you know, ostensibly based on Native American peoples and cultures. 800-222-9455 is the number. 800-222-9455. Ted, you sent one of our producers a picture of a recent football game between Morris High School and Cole City High School, where a Cole City fan was holding up a sign in the stands. Can you tell us what the sign said?
Well, I mean, pretty much the sign said skin, and then, well, I mean, it's a racial slur, but it was skin the Redskins. You know, these things... And I spoke with the IHSA on this issue, and they classify it as a unfortunate misunderstanding. These aren't misunderstandings. These aren't unfortunate. These are predictable racial incidents that happen when schools use, like Morris, a racial slur and, you know, Native imagery.
And Ted, I want to talk more about your background because you're an alum of Morris High School, but I should mention our time with Representative West is a little more limited this morning. He's got to go before the end of the hour, so I want to bring you into the conversation now. Last year, you were working on legislation that would have effectively made it illegal for a lot of high schools in Illinois to use these Native American logos or mascots unless they received explicit permission from a tribe. What is the status of that legislation?
So yeah, the status of that legislation is that it helped me to connect with people like Ted, who would help me to bring forth an amendment that added more teeth to it. However, last week I talked with Ted, and one approach that I think will be beneficial first is to work on a Native American curriculum in our school so that we can understand and appreciate the Native American history in the state of Illinois and really understand the true history of what happened to our Native American community. As you know, a lot of these schools are in Republican territories. And so I want to be very mindful of making this a bipartisan approach instead of just throwing it down people's throat in the supermajority Democratic leaning General Assembly. So really taking the time to appreciate and respect the Native American history is the plan I'm going for now.
Well, I understand you've moved on from that, the earlier proposal we were talking about, but I wonder if you can just say in a general way then, why did you think or do you think it's important that these decisions, that tribes be brought in as opposed to school boards and school superintendents making these decisions?
It's important because there's a need for representation. And I want to reiterate, these members need to be members of a federally recognized tribe. to make sure that this curriculum and this rule concerning mascots is effective throughout our state. You don't see, and I'll just be blunt, you don't see a school named the Jefferson High School Negroes, because Black people will not stand for that. And so we need to make sure that there's representation so that we can really understand the detriment that is happening when we use these slurs when it comes to our Native American community.
Representative West, I know your time with us, as I mentioned, was short, so we can thank you for being with us today on the 21st to talk about some of the legislation you've been working on. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, and thank you, Ted, for all that you do.
Thank you.
Listeners, once again, I want to remind you, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about the use of race-based imagery, nicknames, mascots in Illinois high schools. There are more than 50 high schools in Illinois that continue using these names. We're speaking with, for the rest of the hour, with Ted Trujillo, who's a member of the Passamaquoddy tribe. He's an alum of Morris High School and an activist working to replace these racist high school mascots and nicknames across Illinois. We'd love to hear from you at 800-222-9455. How do you feel about high schools using these images, these names? Would you support the legislation like we were just hearing about to make that effectively illegal, at least without the consent of the local tribe? We can take your questions or comments at 800-222-9455. We need to take a break now. We're going to continue this conversation when we come back for the rest of the hour. 800-222-9455. This is the 21st. Stay with us. Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking for the rest of the hour today about the use of Native American imagery, nicknames, mascots in high school sports teams. Of course, we all know the Washington, D.C. football team and the Cleveland baseball team, professional baseball team, have both in the last couple of years decided to drop their sort of Native, quasi-Native themed names. But there are still, we're talking about at least, or that we know of, at least 50 high schools across Illinois still using these, right? Braves, Blackhawks, names like that. Indians is quite common. Very few of them are following the lead of the professional teams. And we're talking with Ted Trujillo, who is a member of the Passamaquoddy tribe and an alum of Morris High School, which shares a name that the Washington football team used to have. I'm not going to repeat it, because it's considered quite derogatory. But he has been working to change the name at that school for many years. 800-222-9455 if you want to join our conversation. Ted, if we can, I'd like to take you back in time a little bit. As I mentioned, you attended Morris High School. What was it like being a student there, you know, a member of a tribe, as I said, who, you know, your own school was using this word for their name and mascot?
All right. I mean, it's very demeaning. It's a racial slur, but it goes beyond the racial slur. It goes into the stereotyping, the appropriation of Native, what we call sacred Native cultures and traditions. They twist them for their own entertainment. And, you know, it really takes a toll on Native youth when they see their own traditions and customs that we hold in high regard used and demeaned just for, you know, a football team or a basketball team.
What has your activism looked like over the years? You've been working for, I understand, decades now to try and get Morris to change the name.
Yeah, I've been fighting Morris High School for decades. It has gone everywhere from, you know, they preach respect and honor and everything else of Natives, but then they tell you, just go away, go back where you came from. They threaten you. They don't, there really is no respect or honor when it comes to actually Natives. I have, you know, and Morris isn't the only one. I've been fighting Minooka. I have spoke with numerous school board members over the years, all across the U.S. It's an issue that, you know, just isn't in Illinois.
And I should mention that we did ask Morris High School if they wanted to participate in our conversation. District Superintendent Craig Ortiz declined, but provided a statement that reads, Morris Community High School has heard emotional statements on both sides of the mascot issue for many years. In recent years, we have considered the possibility that we may someday decide or be forced to change our mascot, and that possibility has influenced some of our purchasing decisions. For example, our turf field and scoreboard that were installed last year do not have the mascot name or logo on them. Not everyone was happy about that, but these are cost-conscious decisions because that has to be considered when possibly changing a mascot. There was a bill making its way through the House at one point that, had it passed, would have required a change. It is possible that the board will take up this issue in the coming months, but thus far, there has been no action to change the mascot. End quote. Again, that's from the superintendent of the school district where Morris High School is. Ted, what response do you hear from school leadership and other local people on this issue as you've advocated for the changes?
Well, I mean, you know, Morris High School put together a mascot committee. They had a hard time finding anyone that really wanted to keep the mascot as it is with the name. The committee made recommendations for change. Now, I like to point out positives also. Morris High School has, over the years, slowly been going to the block letter M instead of the term they use. And so there have been small changes over the years. My belief is that the majority of the population understands that change needs to happen.
Let's go to the phones now. George is calling in from Bloomington on line 4. George, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to share that I have had the fortune or misfortune of growing up in the Midwest and facing this issue. I am shocked that we are still trying to resolve this. 50 years ago in Lincoln, Nebraska, we seemed to be trying to celebrate Native cultures, but they focused on Native Alaskans, I think, because they didn't want to confront the state's history, Nebraska's history, with regard to appropriation of Indian lands and exploitation. But one thing that I do recall is we brought in Dr. Niehaus, who was then the author of Black Elk Speaks, who had direct conversations with Black Elk in order to write this poem. Long poem. At any rate, I wanted to just say that I believe this is a matter of education. And when you're not willing to confront your history, you're not going to educate kids in the right way. And then you're never going to change this problem. That's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you so much for that call, George. And Joe is on the line also from Peoria. Joe, thank you for calling in.
Hi. Great show. This is really a wonderful topic. I moved here from New Mexico. I've been back in Illinois, actually a couple decades. But when we moved back here, my son was starting high school, and we had been living in a pueblo in New Mexico. And he went to a high school here, and when we went in, there was a big mosaic of a chief on the floor, and they were the warriors. And we were kind of startled, you know, we looked at each other. And then the rival school across the river was the East Peoria Red Raiders, now Redskins, and now they're just the Raiders. But when I took my son to a football game, he says, Mom, don't get out of the car. I had he and his friends in the car. He said, don't get out of the car. So I went and parked somewhere else and got out, and they were dressed like clowns, like Indians, in pink makeup. And it was horrible. It was worse than blackface. I mean, it was just awful. And so there was that. And then later, I was working on my doctorate at U of I, and they wanted to take me to a game, and they introduced me to the guy who was Chief Illiniwek really nice young guy, Eagle Scout, so forth, and they showed me the outfit he was wearing. But we got out on the floor, and he started to do those Broadway kicks. You know, all I could do was weep because I couldn't believe anybody could be so insensitive to another culture. And I wouldn't fight about it. I thought, if people are this ignorant, what are you going to say to them? And I had someone actually take me to a restaurant that was Illinois themed to try to get a rise out of me, I guess. But it was very sad, and people are very loyal to this. You know, we have a high school that was the Pink and Chinks and caricatures of Chinese people, and they still cling to that memorabilia. And now they're the Dragons. They don't see the ridiculousness of that name. I get the implications totally, and I'm sure black folk do as well. But these things are very painful.
Sure.
To people, it's an insult to religion. I mean, you wouldn't have someone dress up like a pope and go out there and do Broadway kicks. Very insulting, very hurtful. And I agree with the other caller. It's a lot of ignorance. And,
Well, Joe, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your memories and experiences. We really appreciate that. I think one more call we can get in. Now, Heather is calling from the Germantown area. And Heather, I understand you actually went to Lamont High School, which did recently vote to change its name. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, thanks for putting me on. Yeah, I graduated from Lamont High when their mascot was the INJUNS. So I always said that my mascot in high school was the racist because it was just hysterically racist. And then they changed it to the Indian to, you know, soften it and give the actual racist some time to adjust and, you know, not be so offended by the changes that, you know, the people that they thought they were honoring were, you know, demanding and, you know, telling them that they were wrong about, that it wasn't an honor to have completely racist paraphernalia and caricatures everywhere. Now, when I moved to Germantown, the middle school is called the Warriors, and the school is like plastered with headdresses and, you know, all these other, you know, quote unquote logos that are racist there, including a caricature on the front of the building, the sign, that's like a little, you know, cutesy drawing of a Native American with a tomahawk that's, you know, supposed to continue to show the children to strive for excellence. And, you know, it's like utterly ridiculous. When my kids were enrolled, the PTA was doing a T-shirt sign-up that had this logo on it. I just wrote on the flyer, I'm a member of the Lumbee tribe. My children are not allowed to wear stuff like this. They're not allowed to wear, you know, feathers on headdresses, is logos. That is not acceptable. It is an affront to my culture and to my children's culture. And later on, the superintendent pulled out that flyer when I was in a meeting with him. She's like, you know, is an example of how I was being, you know, harsh and, you know, stubborn, which was like, you know, this idea that we can just keep waiting for people to realize what they're doing is wrong because it's their tradition to be racist, or like the previous caller said, have blackface plays down in the South and, you know, the 30s, because that's what they like to do, or that's what they've always done.
Well, Heather, I want to thank you so much for calling in and sharing your experiences as well. We don't have too much time left. Those calls all seem to run one way. We did get a number of text messages writing in going the other way on this. Franny says, about 170 years ago, when European settlers first came to northern Illinois, they came across an encampment of Native American women and children in an area of oak, walnut, and hickory trees. They called that site Squaw Grove. I live in Squaw Grove now. And she later says, I think if the mascot or those sort of names are done respectfully, it's an honorable manifestation to our Native American nations. Kathy echoed those concerns about erasing Native American culture from history, says we're too touchy. We need to talk about and celebrate all that comes from them, names of states, rivers, lakes, that sort of thing. We need to teach the true history of what the white man did to the natives and all of the Americas. Let's be careful to not just erase what's remaining of them. Ted, do you want to respond to that?
Well, I mean, you know, bottom line is getting rid of Native mascots does not erase Natives. We're still here. Just to express on, you know, my feelings on some of the callers. And I understand exactly what they're saying. Morris High School, as early as May of this year, was still dressing a white kid up in war paint, our sacred headdress, our regalia, and having them walk around the field. So there's really no history that is taught by any of these Native mascots. You really don't learn anything, because all they are is a symbol to be paraded around a football field or a basketball court or anything like that. When it comes to Maurice West, he's got a good grasp on the educational aspect. Everybody wants to talk about history when they talk about Natives. They're not talking about that we're still here, that we are part of every society. We're lawyers, doctors, truck drivers, you know, you name it. But what it comes down to is, if there's such honor and respect, then when we speak up and we say that we're not honored or respected, then why do you ignore us?
Ted Trujillo, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st.
Well, thank you, sir.
Ted Trujillo is a member of the Passamaquoddy tribe, an alum of Morris High School, and an activist working to replace that school's name, which it shares with the former Washington football team. That's all the time we have for the program today. Thank you to everybody who called in and participated in our show. I'm sorry we weren't able to get to everyone's calls. Do please call back again. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again next week.